You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It is Executive Lounge time on a Wednesday. We speak to executives and get to know them a little bit better beyond their responsibilities on a day-to-day basis. I'm joined on the line this week by the founder and chief executive officer at Hazile Group, Dr. Pindile Msomi, to get to know her a little bit better. Dr. Msomi, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Bold is building legacy when the odds are stacked. What do you mean by that?
It's basically saying, regardless of what you face, you need to look beyond your current circumstances to what you're going to leave as a hope for your own family, for communities, for South Africa and Africa as a whole. Because if you believe that your odds are stacking you to not move, to not try something new, to not innovate, then it means the future has no hope. So we are the future. People who are creating solutions now in businesses, entrepreneurs, people across different sectors are the future. Yes, somebody's going to have to take the baton and move on. But if we give up, so when odds are stacked against you, regardless of where you come from, I'm from a humble beginning of a 400,000 Soweto, but I'm beginning to build systems that are changing lives because I made a choice to say, regardless of how hard it is, how many times I fall, I want young people to see that leadership rooted in integrity doesn't come from silver spoon people. It comes from a self-love, compassion for yourself, for others, and what you believe you can do to transform others' lives.
Dr. Msomi, speaking of that belief, take me through your journey to obtaining your PhD. I mean, a doctor's in business administration is no easy feat, particularly when you're in an environment like South Africa where getting the cost of something like a master's, let alone the PhD, can be quite excessive. Take us through that journey, what you learnt on that journey, and what it's allowed you to be able to give back.
Thank you for that. So I did my MBA years ago, and I never thought I would want to do a doctorate or a DBA, a doctorate in business admin, because I've always thought I'll be a career-driven woman. I never thought I'll be an entrepreneur. So my MBA was really rooted not because I wanted to start a business, but because I was like, okay, I'm going to be an executive in a corporate environment. I need to understand how businesses operate. So when circumstances change and I rerouted my direction in terms of career to become an entrepreneur, I then fell in love with farming. As you, I think, probably read, Hazile Group is in your sustainability farming, so hydroponics. When I was doing that, I thought I need to know more about what sustainability and innovation means in this sector. I can't keep telling people I'm a hydroponics farmer when I do not know what it is, what challenges are there. What's next? A doctorate in business admin, because I wanted to really delve deep into understanding what the sector means for women like me, what it means for women generally who are black in an industry that has not been dominated by a lot of people, because a lot of people are still shying away from hydroponics as a farming method. So I went to, again, Mill Park, where I did my MBA, and I enrolled for the DBA. It took me 2.5 to 3 years. It was hard to, let alone find subjects, as we call them, people to interview who are in the same sector, same space, because I needed to speak to people who are doing farming hydroponically or using agritech, as we call it. So it wasn't easy at all. I think I struggled for over 9 months to get subjects. I struggled to get our own government, agriculture department, to give me leads of women who are in the sector, because my thesis was about women who are using agritech to farm. It wasn't easy, but I'm glad I did it, because I got to learn more about what it is that I can do to innovate. And some of the solutions that we are currently building came from that learning. And I'm grateful to those women.
Dr. Msomi, you mentioned that your thesis was on women in farming, but I also know that you have a strong passion for empowering women and youth in underserved communities. I mean, everything from the Basadi Ba Kopane foundation that you built to the work that you do within the other businesses that you lead. Take me through how you manage to be an entrepreneur, to drive impact, to be able to manage more than one business. Many would say this is an overwhelming set of things that you've got on your plate.
overwhelming is an understatement. First, entrepreneurship is not an easy road. So for you to couple it with a passion for trying to grow communities by teaching women to farm sustainably, I mean, like, Pindi, what is wrong with you? Over and above that, as you mentioned, so I've got a business called Acumen Consulting, which is around the sector of governance, ESG, and sustainability and governance. So it is quite a handful. But the good part is, and what I've learned is, somehow my businesses tend to feed off each other. What do I mean by that? Basadi ba kopane, apart from helping youth learning how to farm and do farming skills, I currently have two youth who are serving as people who are working as interns in my Acumind business, because it then exposes me, Basadi ba kopane exposes me to a number of people in communities who are in need of training, who are in need of learning. So it is one business feeding off each other by getting and exposing women, not only in farming, but in other sectors so as well. The Basadi ba kopane really started as more a philanthropy type of thing, but I'm redefining what it means, because for me, philanthropy is when you just give and don't empower people. But how we've innovated and changed it is we are empowering people to unlock their potential, not providing handouts, no. Equipping women and youth with the skills, the confidence, and the resources that helps them become independent and create solutions that they can own. So yeah, it has been a fantastic journey. It's hectic. I don't have a 9-to-5. When people say they have 9-to-5, I'm like, what is that? So it's quite empowering and it feels exhilarating. People are saying, don't you get exhausted? And I said, no, I manage my time well and I do sleep and I do go out on weekends. So I do manage my time well.
Dr. Msomi, when you are going out on weekends, where do you de-stress? Do you have a particular place that you love visiting? Do you have a particular thing you like doing from an activity point of view?
I am a yogi, so I do quite a lot of yoga. I'm not an avid runner, so those who know me will be like, oh, she's lying. She walks for 5 kilometers and says, we need to sit down now, we're tired and stop. But I'm more of a lifestyle person. So if there is a market that has some little art things that they're selling, if I'm going to go there and support other proud South African brands who are selling some scented candles and things, those are my kind of wind down type of scenarios, unless we are doing a short left with my kids who are part of the Hazle group, because I built that company specifically to leave it as a legacy for my children. So that is what I do. So you'll find me at Bubbly's, you'll find me at markets, you'll find me at little shopaholic things where you have only South African brands being showcased, be it wine. So that is just me. I have a mixed bag, like my businesses, which I have a mixed bag too.
Building a legacy and ensuring that along the way you're leaving enough of an impact to empower the next generation to take the baton on from you. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Dr. Pindile Msomi, an inspiration, and our executive for this week's Executive Lounge.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.